Greetings. It is such a joy once again to bring you devotion sponsored by the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Dave Thomas, the priest in charge of Holy Saviour's Parish, Cat Island. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, the 5th chapter, reading from the first verse. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has 5 porticos. In these lie many ill, blind, lame, and paralyzed people. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The ill man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is this man who said this to you, 'Take up your mat and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore the Jews started persecuting Jesus, because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, and I am still working." For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. One of the intriguing things about the gospel according to John is that it always seeks to connect two things or people together. The gospel begins by connecting Jesus with Yahweh, taking us all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. In fact, even in this gospel reading for today, the author seeks to do the very same. He or she connects physical illness and moral disorder, a connection that is commonly found in books and letters written in the first and second centuries. Secondly, but not strangely, there is also a connection between the healing act and divine activity, indirectly emphasizing the point that there is no difference between the works of the Father and the works of Jesus the Son. They are similar in character. The realization of this practice reveals to us that sometimes there is a rift between Jesus and us, a gap that not only exists in theory, but translated into our attitude and behavior. Plain and simple, sometimes our lives are not similar to the life of Jesus. And this isn't a cry or a request for perfection, for it is a canon that continues to remind us to remember Jesus as we live, as we function, and as we play. As Christians, it should always be our prerogative to live similar to Jesus. May this be your challenge today and always. Amen. Let us pray. Into your hands, Lord, we commend ourselves this day. Let your presence be with us to its close. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Give us a diligent and watchful spirit, that we may seek in everything to know your will, and in knowing it, may gladly perform it to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I thank you for listening to our devotions once again, and I ask kindly that you please share it with those around. Take care and every blessing.